Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 410, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, afternoon to you. Hope you're having a real fine Tuesday. Thank you so much for having us along with you today. Do appreciate that. Yes, we've got a couple of more days of this cold weather situation. Temperatures again tonight falling into the middle 30s this afternoon. Lows projected for the next couple of nights into the 20s. Once again, you know the drill, just as it was last night. Just darn cold. Pretty easy to remember that one. Four letters, and the letters are good ones this time. Just cold.
Yes. Simple.
Yeah, very easy.
All righty.
Very easy to remember.
One of our top stories today. President-elect Trump says all hell will break loose if the Israeli hostages held by Hamas are not set free by the time he takes office. Trump held a free-form press event today and again said he will not tip his hand with regards to the Israel-Hamas war. While addressing a wide number of questions, Trump said it won't be good for Hamas if things aren't resolved soon. Trump's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, said at the same news conference that there's been a lot of progress on efforts to get the hostages into Gaza Strip released.
I got to just kind of add in here that, you know, you got to take a president-elect Trump sometimes just for the effect power of his messaging. He just likes to.
That is true.
He likes to get the attention, you know, the headlines. Boom.
We've heard our fair share of stories that imply that.
Oh, have we ever not? Stocks ending down today, despite good economic reports. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks selling off and Treasury yields spiking as investors wait a batch of upbeat economic data that raised concerns that an inflation rebound could slow the pace of monetary policy easing from the Fed. Stocks giving up earlier gains after a Labor Department report showed that job openings unexpectedly increased in November. Getty Images stock jumping 24% after agreeing to a merger of equals with Shutterstock with an enterprise value of about $3.7 billion. The Dow winners Amgen, Johnson & Johnson, and J.P. Morgan Chase, the Dow decliners, NVIDIA, Salesforce, and Home Depot. The Dow falling 178 points, the Nasdaq lower by 375, S&P 500 down 66. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, another top story here for you nationally. Sticking with the Trump theme that we touched on a few minutes ago, a felony defendant involved in the January 6th attack on the Capitol being allowed to return for Donald Trump's inauguration. William Pope's pretrial conditions ban him from traveling to Washington, D.C., but on Tuesday, a judge gave him permission to visit from January 19th to the 21st. The Department of Justice argued against the decision, saying Pope presents a danger to the D.C. community, including the very law enforcement officers who defended the Capitol on January 6th a few years ago, and continue to serve the citizens of the district. It's the first known instance of this kind of request being granted by the courts.
Okay, I just want to make you aware of what's happening over at Pensacola International because of the weather to the north and up in the northern part of the country. A lot of snowstorms, a lot of delays at the major hubs, Detroit, up in Cleveland, Cincinnati, New York. You know this one here. But let me just kind of give you a snapshot real quickly here how it is affecting the flight board at PNS this afternoon. Maybe you have to pick somebody up from the airport or, you know, you're just not quite sure of what time they're getting or if they're on time. Let me just give you an update. Okay, coming up out of Dallas, it was a 325 arrival on Southwest 3401. Now it's arriving 420 in about 10 minutes from right now. So that's not so bad. Nashville, Southwest 4649. Touchdown 525, now about 615. Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, Spirit Flight 1050. Touchdown 612, now about 642. Coming up out of Charlotte, it's an American Flight 5443. Touchdown time scheduled 6:30, now delayed until about 7:40. And there's a later flight this evening. Coming up out of Charlotte, American 5617. Touchdown 920, now delayed until about 11:20, about 2 hours late on that one. And as I was, so other than that, if I didn't mention those flights, everything is cancellation, delay free, looking pretty good out there. And I did notice this. Delta Airlines is set to relaunch their seasonal nonstop service to Detroit.
Mm.
Well, that's something, because just think if that flight was now and you could go up to see the Lions games.
Yeah, because that's cool now.
Yeah, it really is. Anyway, these flights are going to start June 14th, continue through September 6th, and pretty good flight times. It's a Delta flight, 1319 from Detroit into Pensacola. You leave Detroit at 10, get here about 11:30 in reverse. Does a turnaround. The flight does a turnaround. Delta flight 319, Pensacola to Detroit. 2:15 departure, getting in about 3:45 in the afternoon. So there's some airport happenings I wanted to pass on to you.
And also, in about 15 minutes, maybe just under, I will be giving away a pair of tickets to the Senior Bowl today. Very simple prompt for you. I think it's the same as what we did last time we were giving away Senior Bowl tickets away. So stay tuned for that right here on News Radio 92.3. But for now, it's just about 4:15, so we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, there's not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and maybe a little bit of issues at the intersection of Michigan Avenue and Mobile Highway. Lastly, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River has some issues at this time. As for the weather, 46 degrees, wind chill making it feel slightly cooler, around 41. Tonight's low officially is 30. Tomorrow we're going to have a high of 50, low of 29.
Okay, it's 4:17, News Radio 92.3. We're going to see a domino effect here following up the terrorist attack over New Orleans, but Pensacola City leaders downplaying this thing and keeping things under tight security. Pensacola could see some changes to keep crowds safer at public events. This comes after that attack in New Orleans, leaving 15 dead, dozens injured in the Big Easy last week. Well, Mayor Reeves addressed the issue at this morning's press conference.
What I will ask for in the weeks and months ahead of our citizens is that we practice some patience and some understanding that security is our number one concern. So if things are going to change and where you can drive before a parade might change, where how close you can get to Seville Square might change. We don't know that, but I would expect that we will see some changes that will affect convenience.
Okay, and Mayor Reeves also said no decision has been made as of yet. Top thing on their agenda is to keep the public safe in Pensacola.
Absolutely. And here nationally, the U.S. Congress has passed a bill that mandates federal officials detain undocumented immigrants involved in theft-related crimes until removal from the U.S. The Laken Riley Act, named after a nursing student murdered back in February of 2024 on the campus of the University of Georgia, passed today with a vote of 264 to 159. The bill, sponsored by Georgia Republican Representative Mike Collins, also allows states to take civil action against federal officials for failing to enforce immigration laws and enables state attorneys general to sue the Secretary of Homeland Security for enforcement failures. You got all that?
Yeah, I'm writing it all down for you.
Yeah, our pen's running out over
That's
here.
Right. Hey, the new year is bringing in some changes coming to major social media platforms. This is getting very interesting. Lillian Wu has more on this trending story.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg announcing it's scrapping its third-party fact-checking program and moving toward a user-generated system similar to X's community notes. Zuckerberg citing a shifting political and social landscape, posting video about the changes.
We're going to get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies, and restoring free expression on our platforms.
Meta is parent company to two of the world's largest social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, as well as Threads, which will all be affected by the changes. The pivot comes as many tech leaders look to build ties with the incoming Trump administration. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All righty, 4:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Florida Senator Rick Scott outlining his legislative priorities for the 119th Congress yesterday. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dillon Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armada Advisors is charting a better course.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to The Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Winter Restaurant Week, Pensacon at The Fish House, Valentine's Day Dinner, and Aria at Jackson Steakhouse, and the Naples to Napa Food and Wine Event at Angelina's on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Little queen for your acceptance this afternoon.
Yes.
Watch the mercury rise.
Excellent.
That's what we used to always say in rock radio. We were intro the songs for a queen or so, and now watch the mercury rise.
Yeah, no,
some
I love
of the crazy things we did in this business, I'm telling you.
I love that song.
All right. Hey, it's official. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced his resignation amid ongoing criticism of his leadership. Kristen Goodwin has more on the story.
After nearly a decade as Prime Minister, Trudeau says he'll step down once a new Liberal Party leader is chosen.
If I'm having to fight internal battles, I cannot be the best option in that election.
The leader criticized for inflation, his handling of the budget, and response to President-elect Trump's threat of imposing 25% tariffs on Canadian goods.
I would like to see a new prime minister chosen so that we would have a four-year mandate.
Danielle Smith, the premier of Alberta, Canada, tells Fox Business's The Big Money Show.
We need to be able to have somebody who has the credibility of a four-year mandate behind them as we get into these really difficult conversations about tariffs.
Adding she thinks it's time for a change. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Maybe he just didn't find the humor in President-elect Trump kind of referring to him as the governor of the 51st state. Maybe he didn't like that.
That could have definitely
not
jived well with him.
Sure, could have.
425 here are just about. We're close enough. We'll get you another quick check of the roads and weather. Just traffic and weather together being brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, just some of the usual spots. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's going to get very chilly tonight and even worse tomorrow. High of 46 degrees right now, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 50, low of 29.
Aren't you just a bearer of good news this afternoon?
I know. I'm really on my game right now.
Okay, and this is a sad story, and it's an alarming story, as a matter of fact. A report on the number of police officers shot in the line of duty has many folks demanding change. Kevin Uretsky explains it all in Securing America.
Securing America.
The National Fraternal Order of Police recently released its year-end report detailing the number of officers shot in the line of duty during 2024. The FOP states that 342 officers were shot, which is a 9% decrease from 2023, which saw a record 378 officers shot. However, 50 of those officers shot last year were killed. That's up 8% from 2023. The FOP also reports that there were 61 ambush attacks on officers last year, which led to 79 being shot and 18 killed. FOP President Patrick Yeo said in a statement that, quote, "Many will often look at this data and just see numbers, but we must remember that they represent heroes, fathers, mothers, sons, and daughters." Yo's also called for further action from Congress to protect law enforcement officers, calling continuing violence against them a stain on our society. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Kevin. Mentioned this before the break. Florida Senator Rick Scott outlined his legislative priorities for the 119th Congress yesterday. He says he'll refile many of his major pieces of it, though. That includes the Sunshine Protection Act to permanently lock the clock and stop us from changing the clocks twice a year. Scott says he'll also push a bill creating term limits for members of Congress, and he wants to work with the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, to end the broken status quo and reckless spending in Washington.
427 News Radio 92.3, you got some business to do.
I do, yes. I was going to put it off for a couple more minutes.
No, let's do it now. Let's go ahead and do it now.
Just rip off the Band-Aid.
No, because it'll give us time to actually get this thing in here.
That is true. That is true. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the Senior Bowl. That's in Mobile
on
February.
This is a big deal. This is a big deal.
Oh, it always is, every year, on February 1st. And it's every year you get to see some of the top collegiate talent from all over the country attend and ball out. I think, Chris, you'd be one of many that would agree. It's probably better than the Pro Bowl nowadays.
Don't get me started.
Not even a contest.
Don't get me started in that flag football game.
Very simple prompt here
that
for
you. That you have to pay 100 and something bucks a ticket.
Yeah, Pro Bowls, you get kind of high class. You can text in to 850-437-1620. Again, text in to 850-437-1620. Just let me know your favorite college team. We're talking about college football here, all these teams attending. So let me know what your favorite team is. First person to do that, we'll get this pair of tickets here.
Yeah, aren't you a nice guy this afternoon?
Yeah, yeah, going easy on you.
All right, as the new Congress gets to work, here's a look back on the 118th Congress. Here's Chad Pergram.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The 118th Congress is now in the books. Now on to the 119th Congress. And here are some stats about the last Congress, thanks in part to C-SPAN. For instance, consider the Senate. Nominations dominated Senate votes, constituting a third of all roll call tallies. Senate cloture votes to end filibusters comprised another third of all Senate votes in both sessions. Since each nomination usually required a cloture vote, the Senate spent 70% of its time voting on nominations. Hours in session in both the House and Senate continue to decline. decline. Pro forma days, where one chamber or the other just gavels in and out after a few seconds, consumed 30% of total days that Congress met during the 118th Congress. Who spoke on the House floor the most? The top three spots go to Republicans. Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania led the way. He spoke 179 times on the floor last Congress. That's ahead of Georgia Republican Buddy Carter and California Republican Doug LaMalfa. The top Democrat was Don Davis of North Carolina. He spoke 150 times. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
All righty, we do have a winner, Chris, already. Have several people texting in. And I noticed that our phone line is buzzing right now. If you are calling regarding the tickets, once again, you got to text in. But it's okay. We've already got a winner anyway. I'll get their information during the break. But what I do know is that they are an FSU fan.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so some home cooking here.
All right, New Orleans kicks off its carnival season. There's that operative word, carnival season.
Right.
We discuss this here. While still grieving from the horrific New Year's attack, Ashlyn Brothers, she's over there at WVUS Channel 8, Fox affiliate in New Orleans, has a first report for us.
Crew members tell me it is a celebration of life, not only focusing on the lives lost, but the lives lived. In the Fringe Quarter, people came as quickly as they went, crowds clearing out almost instantly. Keeping in mind, though, it is a Monday and a cold start to carnival, many believe this will be the safest carnival season yet, telling me they won't let evil dictate our destiny. Tradition, pomp, and circumstance will prevail.
Like the second line, you release the spirit and start partying.
We're always going to keep up our traditions, no matter what.
A heavy police presence in the heart of New Orleans, with many blue lights filling the French Quarter.
Alrighty, 4:30 here. Fox News break coming up, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, good thing we were talking about Senior Bowl tickets, Chris, because we've got a sports segment coming up, don't we?
Yes, we do. We're going to talk Ice Flyers. We're going to talk NHL. We're going to talk a lot of sports in just minutes.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Former President Jimmy Carter's remains are in Washington. His casket will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol through Wednesday. Fox's Mark Meredith.
We're going to see some of the dignitaries have a chance to pay their respects in the Capitol this evening before they're opened up to the public. And then the public will also have a chance tomorrow to pay their respects as well.
Carter's state funeral will be held at Washington National Cathedral Thursday. Southern California leaders mobilizing resources over what's being called life-threatening windstorm.
Cal Fire revealing with strong Santa Ana winds and low humidity, any spark could lead to a fast, uncontrollable wildfire spread. The National Weather Service says parts of Los Angeles and Ventura counties could see wind gusts of 50 to 80 miles per hour, with isolated gusts up to 80 to 100 miles per hour in the mountains and foothills.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin in Southern California. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A reported secret meeting between members of the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance was held Sunday to help the Dock Workers Union and ports ownership find common ground on the topic of automation. CNBC is reporting the eight-hour meeting took place ahead of the resumption of formal bargaining with a January 15th deadline to avoid a new dock worker strike. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow dropping 178, the S&P 500 fell 66, and the NASDAQ lost more than 1.8%, down 375 points. McDonald's is the latest corporation to announce it's winding down some of its diversity initiatives. The company will no longer set targets for achieving diverse representation in their senior roles. U.S. crude oil futures for February rising roughly 1% to above $74 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The Jaguars should have Ben Johnson as their number one choice to be their next head coach. And usually I wouldn't say a team must only hire a young offensive-minded head coach, but the Jaguars need to. If Ben goes elsewhere to, let's say, someplace like Chicago, then I would hire Liam Cohen. Dave Canales went from being the Bucs' offensive coordinator to bringing back hope with Bryce Young in Carolina, and maybe Cohen could do the same for Trevor Lawrence and Duval. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
The policy of the Carter Center, which I think accurately represents my own attitude, is one to promote peace and to enhance human rights whenever possible.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, 437. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Bee Gees. You know what? There's no excuse by saying you can't dance when you listen to a song like that one.
That is true.
You know, that's one of those songs you just get up on the floor and go. Just go for it. Why not? Gonna be another. I'm just going to drop this in here really just quick because I know you're going to be coming up with the weather and fully dissect it in just a few minutes in terms of what we can expect in the lows and things like that. But just remember, temperatures falling into the middle 30s this afternoon. Lows projected for the next couple of nights, well into the 20s. You and I were talking about this. Milton, 26 tonight. Oh.
Yeah, it's going to get rough.
That's pretty chilly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just a tad.
Okay, ice flyers facing another road trip nightmare. I call it a nightmare. This thing has got to be brutal. Against Macon, Friday and Saturday. They then return to home ice on Sunday for game three of their series against the Mayhem. Puck drops 4 o'clock. Did you hear what I just said? Puck drops 4 o'clock.
Yeah, not the typical 7:05.
Right. Don't go 3 hours. What happened to the game?
Also, congratulations are in order to Trevor from Pensacola. Won our pair of tickets to the Senior Bowl. Yeah, a proud FSU fan.
Good for him.
In today's day and age, that's difficult to come by.
Oh, now. You behave.
To be fair, a fellow texter, had commented that first. I just kind of piggybacked on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if I jumped off a bridge, would you follow me?
Yes.
Good.
I am a sheep.
Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and dive into some sports. I mentioned the Ice Flyers here. College football, what is it looking like this week?
Well, there's not too much action going on until Thursday.
Right.
First thing I do want to say, Chris, actually, is that we did have the FCS national title game last night. Cam Miller had a huge night as North Dakota State captured yet another FCS championship.
Wow.
Now, if you don't know much about North Dakota State, they are essentially Alabama on steroids when it comes to their dynasty.
Hey, didn't we play them? UWF play them 1 year?
No. You'd remember it if they did.
Okay. The Bison. I'm thinking about that one game that we played up in the cold, and it was like in Minnesota or Wisconsin. It was like freezing cold.
That may have been the it was like Minnesota State.
Don't look at me. I just remember the game. It was being cold.
That may have been Minnesota State.
Yeah, it was freezing.
But yeah, the North Dakota State Bison beat Montana State 35-32 in Frisco to win their 10th national title in 14 seasons. The Bobcats had entered that game 15-0 and left it 15-1. So great season, but golly, NDSU is just something else. Anyways, you were talking about college football. Yeah.
Yes, I was.
On Thursday, we've got Penn State and Notre Dame.
That's not a prime game, is it?
No.
Okay.
This is just a college football semis.
Okay.
That is the Orange Bowl, I believe, and then the Cotton Bowl the next day, Texas and Ohio State.
Jeez. And this
it's pretty brutal.
Pretty getting deep into January for college football, you know?
Yeah, that's that expanded playoff
like,
for you.
Remember, it was like by the 1st of January, the old days, gone. See ya.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah, New Year's Day was like the end of the season. And up until like last year, heck, perhaps yesterday would have been the national title. I don't know. I could be misremembering. Maybe it would be the next Monday. But, we've got some extra time here.
Any surprises in coaches being fired from the NFL?
No. I would say the biggest surprise is what we touched on yesterday, Brian Daboll for the New York Giants not being fired.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, that's...
He's almost like a meteorologist, and I say that with respect. Meteorologists can get 50% of the weather right and 50% wrong, and they're okay.
Well, with Brian Daboll, you can get like 15% right. I will say we did have a new coaching firing, though.
Okay.
The Raiders firing head coach Antonio Pierce. This one was kind of a shock. Pierce was hired last year after serving as interim head coach into 2023 season. Raiders finished this year 4-13. That seems to be the dreaded record. Mm-hmm. In a statement, the team said they're grateful for Pierce's time and they appreciated his leadership. Yeah, he was a bit inconsistent at first, but he got a couple of decent wins last year, and he really seemed to be a good players coach and everything. So I'm sure people are disappointed that he was on as short of a leash as he was.
And in the coming days here, we're going to probably talk about, will the Rays indeed rebuild a Tropicana for the season? Because that's big down in Tampa right now in the St. Pete Clearwater area. Deciding on, are they going to rebuild that dump? It was a dump. I don't know why they would do that. But anyway, that's one of the top stories we'll be talking about in the next few days, whether they're going to really spend that money for that project. It's a lot of folks saying, nah, don't want to do it. Some say, hey, listen, it's all about marketing. Okay, a plea is entered in the case involving the killing of an NHL star last summer. Kevin Uresky has the details.
Sean Higgins pleaded not guilty in a New Jersey courtroom to charges of vehicular homicide and aggravated manslaughter. He's the driver charged with driving impaired and killing NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew as they were cycling on a South Jersey road in August, a day before their sister's wedding. Prosecutors had offered a plea deal of 35 years in prison. They say Higgins had a blood alcohol level of .087 above the legal limit and was impaired after having 5 or 6 beers. A witness says he was driving aggressively. His defense team says Higgins is a good person who made a horrible decision that night. Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah, nobody's saying that he was every day of his life a terrible person, but it's that he, as they said, made reckless mistakes that he knew better than to make, and it cost two people their lives.
It's just fortunate from all sides on that thing.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay, winter storms. And we're gonna have a have a share of them.
They are not kind.
Yeah, well, they are not good at all. And they're happening all across the country. I say this, as I want to make you aware of the delay flight factor coming into Pensacola. It's not so much the problems getting in here; it's getting past that hub city. If you're coming from Chicago, you got to might stop in Atlanta or Charlotte or Nashville or whatever. Those hubs are the ones causing the problems at this point. So there's only probably about three flights right now in question. Nashville, Southwest 4649, 525 touchdown now, delayed to about 615. There's a flight coming up out of Fort Lauderdale, Spirit 1050, 612 touchdown around 640. And Charlotte has an American flight, 5443, 630 touchdown now, about 736. Other than that, if I did not mention flights, looking pretty good, no delays or cancellation free at Pensacola International this afternoon.
All right, let's see if I can keep that those good vibes going with it being just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So first things first, we've been touching on some of the congestion in our usual spots. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Did have a texter letting us know that they saw six deputy sheriffs flying down Pace Boulevard towards Cervantes, wondering what was going on there. Don't have any information on that yet, but we will keep an eye out for it. Not seeing a ton of congestion standing out in that area at this time. As for the weather, 46 degrees, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 50, low of 29. So it's going to be even more chilly tomorrow night.
And I'll add on to that, winter storms, cold weather all across the country. Fox's Janice Dean has the latest.
The winter storm that brought over a foot of snow across the plains, hundreds of thousands of power outages, and travel disruptions has now exited the mid-Atlantic coast. Cold air for much of the country is going to stay in place through the weekend and set the stage for the next winter storm, bringing snow and ice to Texas and the South starting on Wednesday. Meanwhile, a potentially life-threatening Santa Ana wind event will bring critical fire danger, especially today through the mountains and foothills, with gusts of 80 to 100 miles per hour for Southern California, especially LA and Ventura counties. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Janice. And the number of people quitting their jobs is at the lowest level since the pandemic. New Labor Department data from November shows just over 3 million people quit their jobs in November, the lowest number since the summer of 2020. The department says the number of job openings is also increasing, and the number of unemployment claims is at their lowest level in the last 8 months.
Okay. You know, this is going to make a lot of folks happy. It really is. The Biden administration has moved to ban unpaid medical bills from appearing on credit reports. Wow, this is big stuff. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
The move by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau would prohibit loan providers from using medical debt information while making lending decisions. The Biden administration says it will remove about $49 billion in medical debt from credit reports and could lift the credit scores of about 15 million Americans by an average of 20 points. The Bureau says having medical debt on a credit report is not a good predictor of whether someone will repay a loan and that inaccurate billing is often reported by consumers. The new rule is set to take effect 60 days after being published in the Federal Register, but with President-elect Donald Trump returning to office this month, its future is in question. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:47 here. Around this time every hour, I'd like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closing sharply lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 178 points to 42,528. The S&P 500 fell 66 points to 5,909. And the NASDAQ dropped 375 points to 19,489.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. New year getting underway here. Some Americans may be on the hunt for new jobs. Kind of making those New Year's resolutions. I'm going to get a new job. I'm going to make $1 billion this year.
That'd be nice.
Well, maybe not to that
extreme. Keep dreaming.
The 2025 edition of LinkedIn's Jobs on the Rise report, by the way, released just hours ago, identified positions that have been seeing some pretty good growth. Ready for them?
Yes.
Artificial intelligence engineer and artificial intelligence consultant's a good job. It placed first and second in the report. other lucrative positions, physical therapist, workforce development manager, travel advisor, event coordinator, director of development, outside sales rep, sustainability specialist, and last but not least, sit down and buckle up. You ready? Security guard.
Really?
That's the top on the list.
All righty. Very well.
I plagiarized it with pride, let me tell you.
Yeah, I openly plagiarized this. Chris, you mentioned something earlier this hour that piqued my interest and may have piqued a couple of other people's. We were talking about how Trump will sometimes just say stuff. And
shoot him off.
Yeah, you just got to kind of just, you know, say, man, what a character. Well, this is one of those things today. President-elect Trump really pulling no punches when it comes to the impacts he's trying to make in his upcoming second term, as he declares that he will change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Soon after the announcement, Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was all in favor. She vowed to introduce legislation to make the move happen in an attempt to give the body of water what she calls its rightful name. Yeah, Chris, I'd be amazed to see how this trick would be pulled off, wouldn't you?
It's not going to be. When I first heard that, I went right to the sources.
Yeah, this is right up there with Canada 51st state.
Yeah, this
talk.
Isn't gonna be. I don't think this was gonna fly. First of all, but it is funny.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely
kind of entertain something to something like that. But
as I said, it's just one of those things that you got to be like, Trump. All right.
Okay. You're exactly right. Hey, I don't want you to get sad here, okay?
This is kind of all right.
Let me set the tone here. I don't want you to get sad. I just want you to understand this is reality, all right?
Okay.
Bennifer is no longer. Michelle Polino has the story.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have finalized their divorce. The couple list their separation date as April 26th, citing irreconcilable differences as the reason. According to one of the filings, neither party will receive spousal support. This marks the second marriage for Affleck and the fourth for Lopez. The two were engaged twice, first in 2002 and then again in 2022. Lopez and Affleck originally met in 2002 on the set of the rom-com Geely when Lopez was married to her second husband, Chris Judd. They called off their first engagement in 2004, blaming intense media scrutiny before moving on to other relationships and marriages. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I got to tell you, when you said Bennifer, I didn't know what the heck you were talking about. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, Bennifer.
That combination. But I did hear the news.
Is that a tear? Is that a tear?
Yeah. My voice is breaking, so we're going to go to break. 4:50 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we got a well-known award ceremony returning. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Thought I'd clarify a story I did a couple of days ago, and we had a great texter call in, and it was about the 20-mile-per-hour move-over laws. I checked into that, and you know what? The texter was right. I just want to make sure that we get this correct. As we always say, we want to be, first and foremost, be correct on this. Drivers who ignore Florida's move-over law could face... Remember we said it was like we thought it was a $158 fine?
I thought that's what it was.
It's a $164 fine. I'm just clarifying some stuff here. I went back and did my research today. Yeah. It's a $164 fine, 3 points on their driver's license. We weren't sure about how many points at that point, so I'm getting more clarity here.
Yeah.
The law requires, and here it is, the law requires motorists to slow down by 20 miles per hour below the speed limit. Not 20 miles per hour, but below. If it's 45, it's 25. You know how that works.
Right.
Or move over one lane when passing vehicles with flashing lights. Last year, FHP issuing 17,000 citations for violations, and more than 170 crashes statewide were linked to drivers failing to move over. I wanted to clarify that. And thank the texters.
Yes,
appreciate that.
Texters did let us know that.
I appreciate that.
And,
you might want to check those facts. I did.
Well, and the thing is, you're not alone, because I thought 158. I thought that sounded right, too.
164. Gotcha. We could go around the roadie on this one.
Yeah, hey, I've learned anything...
It's 164.
If I've learned anything, my memory is shoddy.
There you go.
So, there you go. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads, haven't seen too much going on here that's standing out to me. Do have some backups developing on Highway 29, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Same with the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street. Outside of that, it's just a few of the usual spots we've been touching on. Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River and Pine Forest Road heading towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, sitting at around 46 degrees still, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 50, low of 29, officially getting into the 20s.
You know, sometimes when you, not that I've been arrested because I haven't, but, you know, you can talk yourself into a ticket by just talking too darn much. Happened to a California guy. Rested hours into the new year for driving under the influence. Well, police said he mixed up a couple of key terms that tipped him off.
Geez.
So Sue Guzman has more on the story for us.
Murrieta police say they made the arrest after noticing a vehicle swerving across the roadway early into 2025. They stopped the unidentified male driver, asked him where he was coming from, to which he humorously declared he was tonight's DUI, clearly intending to mean the DD, the designated driver, someone who transports others safely while abstaining from alcohol. Then, after admitting he had a beer and some champagne a few hours ago, cops had him take several standardized field sobriety tests, which he ultimately failed, nearly falling multiple times. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Hey, look at you.
Yeah, Chris, what do they call that? A Freudian slip?
Stupidity. It's for one word, stupidity.
I'm tonight's DUI. What an idiot. All right, I mentioned this before the break. The iHeart Podcast Awards are returning this March. South by Southwest will honor 2024's most innovative and influential voices in podcasting. This year's Podcast of the Year nominees include Normal Gossip, 3, Giggly Squad, Caller Daddy, I remember that one from the Kamala Harris story, and Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang. Pods like Hysterical, Telepathy Tapes, my goodness, Who Killed JFK, Empire City, The Untold Origin Story of the NYPD, and The Good Whale have also been nominated. As in years past, fans will vote and decide on the winner. Voting is open at iHeartPodcastAwards.com and runs through February 16th. I've heard of only one of those, and it's because of the Kamala Harris stuff.
Okay, it is kind of moving up to close to 5 o'clock now, News Radio 92.3. I miss flipping on the, the TNT channels or TBS or whatever, and hearing this, Jerry Springer's back. Yeah, he's returned.
Postmortem.
That's right. He returns for a retrospective on his legacy. Michelle Polino has more.
Jerry Springer fights camera action. A new 2-part documentary streaming on Netflix explores the impact of the controversial show. Hosted by the late former Cincinnati mayor and news anchor, it became a televised circus tent where every act was an over-the-top, chair-throwing expose on American culture at its worst. But it was successful.
Springer's the first talk show host ever to knock Oprah Winfrey off her throne as the queen of daytime talk.
The show ran for 27 seasons. The doc
tells the story of the show with firsthand testimony and revelations from the show's insiders, producers, and ex-guests who paint a picture of the destruction it caused. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, you know, I never watched that show. A good portion of it was before my time, but I do remember it being a thing when I was younger, and I've seen clips of it. That was just an unorthodox show, I would say, Chris, at the very least.
It was wonderful.
You're like,
I love that show.
Speaking of iconic shows, Scarlett Johansson will be among the celebrity co-hosts this month for a new version of the Today Show's fourth hour. The actress will join Jenna Bush Hager for a week beginning January 21st. Today with Jenna and Friends is set to launch on NBC on January 13th after Hoda Kotb's departure. Other celebrities who will co-host with Hager include Eva Longoria, Taraji P. Henson, and Kiki Palmer. Kotb's final show is scheduled for Friday.
Okay, coming up this next hour, not only will we fill in on some of the market numbers, closing market numbers, we're also going to take a deep dive into Girl Scout cookies. They're back. You won't believe the price, but they're back. I want to say that make sure you take out a loan.
Wow.
Before you head to the little table.
Got to put a down payment on those thin mints.
And
huh?
Also changes over at the Golden Arches. Remember we told you about changes at Chick-fil-A the other day? They changed for the waffle fries, I think it was. Yeah, they're waffle fries. They changed the formula.
I was picketing this morning.
Yeah, well, anyway, we're going to talk Mickey D's. We're going to talk Girl Scout cookies, sports, and heck, we'll throw in some market numbers for you all coming up.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.